Merrill did a tremendous job. He had command of all his pitches. It seemed like he had a little bit more giddy up on a lot of his pitches today. And you know, he attacked, didn't waste any time, and you know, got a lot of weak contact early. It seemed like he was ahead almost every hitter. So when a pitcher's doing that, it makes my job easier, and it definitely puts us in a good position to win that ball game.
When he's got a little extra gear, do you end up going to the heater a little more than you would plan? I think it was a pretty even mix.
Maybe a little bit. I think when a pitcher is feeling certain pitches, and if he's got command of, yeah, a lot of it is when one pitch is working, others kind of follow along that. So, I mean, he had good command of his fastball today, and it just seemed like his sinkers, changeup, everything kind of fed off that. So I would say we stayed pretty expanded a little bit more, but, you know, he had command of everything today.
He's got a really nice run here, too. What have you seen from him lately?
No, I just think from start to start, I think he takes those four or five days and really goes back and what he didn't do well, what he did well, process that, and then work the next couple of days to make those adjustments. So you can just see start by start and continue to build. And I think, I mean, everybody knows that when you get that momentum, you kind of just ride that wave.
Can you talk a little bit about the synergy that you guys have developed over the years? I mean, you've been catching them now for 3+ years, mm-hmm. And how is that like from before compared to now?
Well, I think a lot of it is knowing his tendencies. When things start to kind of shift in the wrong direction, how we can get him back, and we're, when he's flowing and doing his thing, all right, let's ride with that. I think a lot of it is just reading his body language and conversations in the dugout, in the off season, you know, things that he wants to do and things that make him. So. And my job is to just reiterate those back to him and give him, put him in the best position to succeed.
He kind of flies under the radar, I think, nationally, but how appreciated is he in this clubhouse?
Oh, big time. I mean, he goes out there and gives it his all. I think that's one thing. And you look up and it's the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, and he's doing it. And I think that's just from the experience that he has and the things he's learned over his career. And you know, it's fun to be a part of, and I'm glad to get to be along the ride with him.
How do you describe the offensive rhythm you're feeling right now?
Day by day, pitch by pitch, just keeping it simple. You know, I really like where my move is, and right now it's just continue to put myself in the best position to succeed. So continue with my routine, resetting after every single pitch, after every single at bat. It's a tough thing to do, and it challenges you every day, especially this game. That's why we play 162 games. So take it in tonight, reset tomorrow, and we'll be back at it.
We can look at the numbers, but does this feel similar to you to the way you felt the first month and a half last year before you went on the injured list?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it feels like I'm in a position where the results are the results, and I'm able to move on to the next one. For me, it's always been mental, and a lot of it is I beat myself up. So getting to that point of understanding it and stopping it before it happens has helped me to move on to the next one. So it's fun. It keeps me in the moment, keeps me present. This is a challenging game in all aspects, and I love the grind of it, and I love the challenge of it.
If you get to a point often where you're beating yourself up, how did you break out of that mindset a month ago or so?
I mean, a lot of it is just getting back to present, and it sounds weird, but allowing myself to fail. I every baseball player, if you ask around the clubhouse, everybody's a perfectionist. They want everything to be perfect, and we're in an industry where you fail a lot more than you succeed. So getting those opportunities and finding the small wins and in your process and leading up to the game, that's a win.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, Carson.